and welcome to World of Podcast, or World of Warcraft Podcast. This is Public Test Realm Show 3 for Patch 2.0. You'll notice it's 2.0. This is the bridge patch between regular World of Warcraft and the World of Warcraft that will be after the Burning Crusade is released on January 16th. World of Warcraft the Burning Crusade is technically World of Warcraft 2.0 according to Blizzard's numbering system. So, to set everybody up for it, this next patch is 2.0. Actually, 2.0.1, but, you know, leave the little extra points out. So, let's get right into things, shall we? Patch 2.0 brings a lot of changes to World of Warcraft. There are a few minor changes that, you know, you're going to notice, and then there's some big-ass changes you're going to notice. We'll talk about both here in this show. The first we're going to get into is somewhat of a minor change, but a very good change, and that is your character sheet has changed. If you hit your C button and you got your little paper doll character and everything else like that, you're going to notice that you don't just have your stats and your, you know, attack power, everything else like that. You actually now have a little drop-down menu on both of those parts that you can move down so you can look at your general stats on one side, and then put your melee stats, or your ranged attack stats, or your spell stats, that sort of stuff. Really helpful. And one of the big things that's extremely helpful, especially that people have been asking for forever, is that your ranged attack crit percentage is listed, your spell crit percentage is listed if you're a spellcaster, all that sort of stuff is listed. So that's a huge, huge help when you're trying to figure out if you need to get more crit gear or whatever for whatever class you're playing. It also helps when you're trying to figure out how to maximize your DPS and everything else like that. This is a very nice change. Another change that happened with it is now at the top of your paper doll, there's another drop-down menu. And what this drop-down menu does is allows you to show your highest rank achieved in the old PvP system, which I will be getting into in a few minutes with the new PvP system. You can only have either your highest rank or no rank. That's it. There's no in-between. Like, you can't make yourself look like a private if you were, you know, High Warlord or Grand Marshal. You only get to choose highest rank or no rank. That's all. So those are just little tiny things that are a nice little help. The titles is just more for your own personal wants, I guess. You know, if you want to show your title or if you don't. For people who have deranked, you know, because they haven't PvP'd in forever, they might want to show that they were X at the time without having to look at the person's honor tab if you're on the same faction, that sort of stuff. So it's a nice little thing there. Just more cosmetic than anything else. It's just a cosmetic change for that. But it's still nice to have, especially if you've deranked. Because, you know, people on your server who joined late might not know that this, you know, scout or private walking around used to be a High Warlord. That sort of stuff. So, those are some changes to your character sheets. I approve of both changes. I think they're extremely nice. And I really hope that maybe in the future there's even more little things added for a little customization. Another little change that will eventually be a bigger change come the expansion is you have new reputations. If you are Alliance, you have the reputation for Exodar, which is the Draenei. And if you are Horde, you get the reputation for the Blood Elves. I'm not sure what they're calling it. I didn't move any Horde over. Also, your map, when you mouse over a couple of the areas, it'll tell you what they are. Those areas right above the Eastern Plague Lands will now show the Ghost Lands, and I guess Sunstrider Isle, I don't remember. And then the off to the southwest of Teldrassil, there is a island that you mouse over, and it is Azure Mist Isle. Also in Darkshore, there is a boat. However, if you get on the boat, it's a new boat, it goes out at the very end of the dock, and it's pretty neat looking, it takes you out to Exodar. Well, not really. In the public test realm, if you got on it and it went out, you just popped up at the graveyard. Alive, but you popped up, and you get a little message saying you must have the Burning Crusade expansion installed in order to go here. So that sort of says that, yeah, they're going to be putting it on a different world server, probably the Outland server. I would assume then that there is a portal within the Eastern Plaguelands up by North Pass Tower, whatever it's called, that's currently sort of blocked off, and that will portal you into the Ghostlands. So those are just little changes now, but come the expansion, they're going to be bigger. Also, there are now Draenei and Blood Elves roaming around in certain areas, some of which may or may not have quests I have not really gone to check out. There are new Blood Elf models for the Blood Elves that were already in the game. They've been changed over to the new models, so they're going to look different than they did a little while ago, that sort of stuff. So, again, another little change now, but it will be a bigger change in the future. Now we can start moving on to some of the larger changes. One of the big ones that everyone's going to notice is that the talent trees have been changed. They now go up to the 41-point talents that we're going to have in the expansion. However, the current public test realm talents are not the same as those on the current beta realm. They are actually a couple pushes behind because a few talents have changed here and there depending on your class. So, I'm not sure if they're actually going to make it so that the beta test talents are going to become the new talents for this next patch or what, but one would assume they would so that there's more of a seamless transition into the Burning Crusade expansion. I do want to mention, though, that some of these talents do not really feel extremely balanced for level 60 characters. Especially for a couple classes, they seem really overpowered, especially in PvP. They seem to be more balanced around level 70 gear itemization and just, you know, your overall resist rates and everything else like that that you're going to have at level 70 as compared to level 60. An example of this is Affliction Warlocks are now nearly unstoppable. They can throw 3 dots on someone or something and walk away pretty much knowing that they're going to kill it. Because the new talents that gives them everything, it's insane how much damage Affliction Warlocks are doing right now. Mages also are getting really high pyroblast crits and stuff like that. But again, at level 70... it might not be as big an issue, but at level 60, these 41-point talents are kind of an issue. I will say I did go and try out the Tree of Life, which I also now agree is the Tree of Laughing Out Loud. It is pretty useless, at least on what I tried. And I do have to admit that what I tried it with was not the best thing in the world for me to try. I joined a ZG pickup group, and I don't know. This group was just a bunch of fucktards. I had 2 shadow priests in shadow form, refusing to come out of shadow form and arguing with each other who should come out of shadow form to heal while the other one DPSs. One was in martial gear and one was in like a mix of tier 1 and tier 2. Both had benediction. We had 2 warriors in full wrath. So, you know, they were all the way through Blackwing Lair. And each of them were like, well, I'm not really a tank. And it's like, then what the hell are you doing in Wrath, and why are you here? You know, we had a Resto Druid go bear form and tank better than both of these tier 2 warriors. That's pretty sad. So, I don't know. The whole run was just foobarred from the beginning, and I can't believe I stayed in it for the half hour I did. I was pretty upset. I was attempting to test out the heal over time stacking, seeing how well I could do heal over times in the Tree of Life, but the group just sucked. So I really couldn't test that stuff out. I'm going to have to test it out with my guild mates when the patch goes live. So, and then I went and I checked out some of the balance talents. I checked out the tree ants. They're actually pretty neat. It's a little 3-minute cooldown, 30-second tree ants. They hold the aggro pretty well. They were pretty cool. They actually could do a pretty good amount of damage. They were critting on mobs for over 200, almost 300 on some cases. up in the Western Plaguelands. I was just running around checking it out. That's going to be neat. I did not check out the new Feral 41-point talent. I really wasn't that interested in Mangle. So, there you go. Like I said, everyone's going to get these. And it's going to really change the game for a little while. Especially the PvP game, which again we'll get into in a couple seconds. Because a lot of these talents don't really feel balanced around level 60 items and characters. And as a result, some classes are really feeling overpowered with these 41-point talents. On another note, a pretty big change for one class in particular is the Hunters. Their gear has, most of it has been re-itemized so that it has attack power and agility, although you've lost some agility on the items. My brother was walking around. He's in 6 of 8 tier 1 and 1 of 8 tier 2. And he said overall he lost about 100 attack power when he was marksmanship with his true shot aura up. So it's not too big of a problem. He was still doing around the same DPS because his weapon got upgraded about 6 or 7 DPS, that sort of stuff. But it is going to be a pretty big change. You're going to have to really look at some things and decide whether you really want pure agility or if you're going to want a mix of agility and attack power. And being as how pure agility is no longer going to give you two ranged attack power as a hunter, you should really look into a good mix. We were checking out some of the stuff like the Beastalker set, the Dungeon 1 set, and hunters are going to have a hard time getting that over shaman for a little while. Because enhancement shaman are going to love it with all the attack power that's been added to it. And, you know, they already liked it for all the agility, but now with all the attack power, it's even better for enhancement shaman. So, you know, if you're going to go pick up group UBRS or Stratholme or Scholomance or LBRS, you might want to make rules about who's going to get Beastalkers if they need it. You know, hunters first, then enhancement shaman, that sort of stuff. Another class that's seeing some changes is the warrior class. Their rage gain has been nerfed, I guess. It's more normalized now. It is not what it used to be. You've got a lot of warriors QQing over on the forums about how their PvP viability has gone to shit. Because now they're sitting there and they can't just charge in, do an auto attack, and mortal strike and kill somebody. So, you know, to that sort of warrior, I say, cry more. Your tears make me so happy. You really do. Because, honestly, warriors are one of the best hybrid classes in the game, and they're not even a hybrid class. They can tank well, and they can DPS well, and all they gotta do is switch armor, you know, depending on their spec. You know, you can be a pretty good mix spec and still do a decent amount of damage and still tank pretty well, too. So, as far as their rage nerf, as they're calling it, I really don't care. You know, my warrior is much too low to even care because I don't do the damage that builds up 50 rage and, you know, in one attack like some of these guys are doing with their AQ-40 and Blackwing Lair and Max Gear. And I realize it's not every warrior who has this gear, but for every warrior who does that then goes Mortal Strike or Fury and then is complaining that they can't two-shot people anymore, fuck off, cry more. Another big change for every class, every single class is getting this, is, you know, all those books that drop in AQ-40 and then they got a couple dropping in UBRS now. You don't have to worry about spending outrageous amounts of gold on these books anymore if you're not running those areas enough or they're just not dropping or whatever. Every class is going to be able to go to their trainer and learn those ranks of spells at level 60. They are not level 62 trained, they are level 60 trained. I was able to go learn Healing Touch rank 11 because I never got the book, that sort of stuff. You can still get the books as drops, but they're pretty much worthless. I don't know if they're even... they might even pull them out of the game. Because they're not even... they don't have any sort of worth at all anymore. So for all those people who are hoarding them and trying to get 500, 600 gold or 800 gold or whatever for a book, well, you're screwed. Sorry. You're not going to get your money. And I laugh at you. I really do. I I hope that you're crying about how you've just lost out on 600, 700, whatever gold. I hope it continues for many months. I really do. And now, probably the biggest change in the game is the new PvP system. Yes, the new PvP system goes into effect whenever this patch goes live. My advice to all of you trying to grind out rank. It will probably not be out this coming week, but after this coming week, you might as well just stop, because anything that you try to grind before that patch comes out, if it comes out on that Tuesday, is wasted. It really is. They've already said that you're not going to get any sort of compensation for your PvP grinding, so you probably have this week to PvP and try to get rank, and then after that, just if you're just PvPing for rep or whatever, then go ahead. The new system works off of gaining honor points and marks of honor. Okay, we went up to Alterac Valley and checked out the rewards. Like, I think the Unstoppable Force cost, I think, 24,000 honor and 40 AV marks of honor. Like, that's how it's working. We did not, however, get a chance to go check out the Quartermaster just in Stormwind or Orgrimmar, because this thing was taking up way too much room on both of our hard drives, so we ended up just deleting it after we checked a couple things. Which is unfortunate, because I had screenshots of some stuff, but I forgot to pull the screenshots out of there, out of the Test Realm screenshot directory before we deleted it. So I don't have any screenshots to show you anymore, I'm sorry. But this new honor system, there's no honor decay. You apparently, from what we were seeing, get honor based off of whatever the highest rank that person held. Like, if my brother was killed a Master Sergeant, he got, like, rank 6 honor points, because it's, like, rank 6 or whatever, or 5 or whatever it is. Whatever rank 6 is, or rank 5 is, he got 5 or 6 honor. So, you know, people killing me are going to be pretty upset that I'm only giving them 3 honor, but, you know, whatever. So, works out pretty well. They did reduce how much bonus honor you get from the battlegrounds by about 10%. It actually looked like, yeah, I think he won a Warsong Gulch and he only got 200 bonus honor instead of 2,000. So it looks like about a 10% nerf on how much bonus honor you get. There is supposed to be a hard cap on how much honor you can hold on to at one time. Again, I'm not sure how much it is. And it is supposedly, by rumor, supposed to be 2 times the most expensive item that you can buy. On one odd note is, when we were up at Alterac Valley, it looked like Don Rodrigo's, or whatever it is, that not Don Julio's band, but the caster band, was taken out of the items that you could buy. It might have just been a bug, it might just not have been re-itemized, it might just not have been in there with the new thing at the time. We don't know. But if it's not there, well, that could be a problem. But everything cost either just marks of honor, like your tabard is like 60 marks of honor. It's kind of outrageous, but, you know, that's what it is. Or a mix of honor points plus marks of honor. Now, we are assuming that at your quartermaster for your faction, not the individual battlegrounds, but just, you know, whatever you went for rank, that what you would do then is you turn in marks of honor from all 3 faction battlegrounds plus your honor. Since I didn't get a chance to check that, I cannot be sure, but that is my assumption. And we all know, yes, I've just made an ass out of you and me, but it's a pretty good assumption, I think. It's very logical. The new PvP system, actually, I approve of it. I really do. Overall, because it takes the grind fest out of it. You can go PvP at your own leisure, get your honor points, get your marks of honor, and then go see what you want to buy. Not that big of a deal. Eventually you could get enough honor to get, you know, all the High Warlord stuff. Who cares? But you can do it at your own pace. Because there's no honor decay anymore, you don't have to worry about, oh, if I don't PvP for a week, I'll lose my rank. I'll never be able to get that. Also, the reputations have been removed as requirements for gear. No longer do you need to be exalted with certain factions to get, you know, some of their PvP rewards. So that's kind of cool, because I just never really bothered to go grind out all that stuff. I don't know, maybe I'm a fool. Whatever. But overall, I think the new PvP change is going to be nice. They apparently also had an arena that you could test out, but I didn't bother going for it. Like I said, the thing was just taking up way too much space on my hard drive. It was like 4 gigs once it was fully installed. I was like, nope, gotta go. But apparently you could go test out Arena, and I think they had 2v2, 3v3, and 5v5. So you could see what the arenas were going to be like. I didn't check it out. Maybe somebody else did. Maybe they can inform us of what happened. But the new change, I like it overall, because now I can sit there and over the next few, like let's say the patch comes out, not this week, but the following week, I'll still have like 3 or 4 weeks to just go grind AV for its marks of honor and just for regular honor, and I can go get the Lay of Lilies. Or I can go grind them all and go get the Field Marshal and Marshal's leather sets so that I can sit there and, you know, have some pretty decent feral gear to go farming in, that sort of stuff. But I can do it at my own pace. I don't have to sit there and PvP 24 hours a day like you do when you're trying to get up, you know, to fucking rank 13 or 14 anyway. So it's a good change. There are some people upset. I can understand why some people are upset, because they're worried that if they PvP the week before the patch, they don't announce the patch, all the PvPing they did is worthless. This is true. That's why I say, if you're going to PvP for rank, do it for this last week, and then screw it. PvP for fun or rep, and that's about it. Because we don't know. It probably will not be this week, but because there's still quite a few bugs on the test realm. But after that, you don't know. And you really don't want to be PvPing that much and then have it be all for nothing because they just up and switched it on you. They're giving no indication that they're even going to warn you a week ahead of time to make you stop. Just make the battlegrounds a ghost town. Who cares? You know? Wait for the new system, because that's going to be where you're going to be able to get stuff that you couldn't get before. It might take you a while, but you can do it. Also, this will be the patch where decursive no longer works, and D plus healing and spell damage nerf goes into effect. Now, I did test out D plus healing nerf a little bit. It's not too bad right now for what I'm casting. My rank 4 healing touches on current live do a little over 800 a heal. I was getting between 750 and 775 a heal on the test realm. Not that big of an issue right now. We'll have to see how it works out a little bit later. But, you know, this is the patch that if you listen to our last show that Alachi and I were really, really bitching about, because it's just going to fuck over healers later on. So we'll have to see how it goes. But this is the patch where no more decursive and no more downranking for really good mana efficiency. So, it's really about it. There wasn't a whole lot of content to test in this patch. It was much more of test out the new talents, test out some of the new gear for certain classes like the hunters, test out your spells, you know, that sort of stuff. I mean, there was no new dungeon release, there was no new raid release, nothing like that, you know. So it was just a pretty basic patch to just go test out stuff. There were no pre-mades for this patch. You actually have to transfer your character over, that sort of stuff. One note I do want to say is your cost to, you know, unlearn talents is not going down. It still cost me 15 gold to unlearn my talents. So don't think that just because we're getting a free respec, because we're getting the new talents, that it's going to drop back down to 1 gold. It's going to stay where it was. So if you're at 50, make sure you choose your talents wisely. And that's pretty much it. This is a pretty short show. We're only going on about 25 minutes. But there wasn't a whole lot to talk about with this new test realm. So I will catch you guys later. I will see you in World of Warcraft if you're on my server. And some of you are, but overall, let's just see how this patch goes. We don't know when it's coming out, so don't be, you know, complaining if it's not out next week or the week after. All they said is that it's going to be out before the end of the year and before the expansion. For all we know, it could be December 20th. So, you know, don't sit there. Or December 26th, that's the last Tuesday before the new year. So don't be expecting this sort of stuff. But at the same time, especially if you're PvPing, don't expect it to be later than sooner. You should actually expect it to be sooner than later if you're PvPing for rank, so that you don't feel like you got gypped out of a week's worth of PvP and sleep and whatever. So until then, this is Sam signing off. I'll catch you guys later.